Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so on Friday, one of the big topics we talked about on Montana Talks was this radical transgender agenda where the Democrats, and even now, Liberal Senator John Tester, he tries to play the moderate role. He tries to act like he's a moderate. He came out in full support of this radical transgender agenda and came out in opposition to John Fuller's Senate Bill 99 here in the legislature that would protect kids from this radical transgender agenda. They literally want the ability to chop body parts off of kids or to give them life-altering medications, some medications which could lead to permanent sterilization. Absolutely outrageous, the agenda of the Democrats here, and Liberal Senator John Tester came out in support of it. But on that very topic right now, Amy Regeer, representative out of Kalispell, presented House Bill 303 in the House Judiciary Committee. They're having a hearing underway right now that would also provide protections for those doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers so that they can't be forced to taking part in those very types of procedures. Anyway, Jerry Schillinger, good to see you. Your thoughts on both of those bills.
Well, Aaron, it's just another example of last session, some of the pieces of legislation that we considered that 10 years ago, you wouldn't have even dreamt that that would be something you would have to face as far as passing any legislation. It was just part of traditional values and common sense that wasn't even on anyone's agenda. But the radical left has pretty much totally taken over the Democrat Party, and so it's an issue we have to deal with. I think it's a small minority within the minority that actually really espouses those values, but they hang together like bad weather, I guess, when it comes to supporting them and voting for them.
Yeah. You know, you kind of lucked out because earlier, now a bunch of lawmakers are in hearings, bunch of hearings that are taking place right now as we speak. And so, God, we had everybody from Larry Brewster out of Billings, Jennifer Carlson out of Manhattan, Montana, Steve Gist out of Great Falls. I caught up with the Speaker, caught up with the House Majority Leader earlier this morning, but now they're all stuck in hearings, so you can kind of control the microphone now. Aside from the big picture, I know you've been a strong, outspoken proponent of the tax relief for the taxpayers. What are some other individual pieces of legislation you're looking to steer through?
Well, I would just mention, in addition to, you talked earlier about some of the bills that got passed out of appropriations last Friday. Yeah, I'm on the Appropriations Committee as well, so got to vote on those. That, interestingly enough, it was totally partisan. All the Republicans voted for the rebates, and all the Democrats opposed them because we're not spending enough. But one bill you didn't talk about that I'd like to bring up that's an important bill for Montana is Josh Cashmere sponsored this bill, and it was increasing the exemption for business property from $300,000 to $1 million, which I think will have a big impact on attracting small manufacturing type businesses to Montana and encourage reinvestment among other small businesses. And last session we increased it from $100,000 to $300,000, and when we were debating the bill on the floor of the House, some of the Democrats were railing against this tax break for big business. And I had to get up and share, as a farmer and as a small businessman, that increasing the exemption from $100,000 to $300,000, instead of just covering the tires and the cab on the combine, now maybe we'd also be able to get an engine in on the deal. So it really is about small business and the inflationary effects that the Biden and Tester policies have had on farm equipment and every other kind of equipment. It's just driving the costs up, so driving your tax burden up too when you tax based on values.
Well, what people don't realize is you're being taxed on this equipment whether you're making money off that equipment or not. Whether your crops were destroyed and you can't even use that combine, or whether you're a logger in Northwest Montana and you're not able to cut any trees, and yet you're still being taxed on all that equipment. And so, yeah, and this is, you know, high-dollar equipment that we're talking about here. You talk about inflation eating everybody's lunch here. I don't know if you saw this, but the Montana Democrats are bringing the gun grabber Mark Kelly out of Arizona to be their Mansfield Metcalf dinner speaker. But the Lewis and Clark County Democrats are doing mimosas and brunch with John Tester. Mimosas and brunch with John Tester. And so I just couldn't help but find the irony here. Mimosas and brunch, living the high life while Montanans lose their lunch to Biden and Tester inflation. I wonder if the laid-off union Keystone Pipeline workers can bring their lunchbox to the event instead, you know.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Here the other day, we passed a bill by Representative Steve Gunderson that repealed the so-called Montana Energy Policy, which the Democrats stood up and they were petrified that we were doing this. But I thought, I didn't say anything on the floor, but I thought in my mind, well, if these energy policies are so good, all you'd need to do is, for a reminder, is go down and fill up at the local gas station and see what we're paying as a result of those energy policies, especially the ones coming out of Washington, D.C. that canceled the Keystone and have caused refineries to shut down. So even though gas and fuel prices have come back off a little bit, they're still double and triple what they were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, Representative Jerry Schillinger, great to see you. If you want to come back and join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well, I don't know how many people are going to show up. We've just got the microphones open to anybody who wants to come and see us. So thanks for stepping up to the microphone. Great to see you as always.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right. We've got the Lieutenant Governor waiting in the wings. Hopefully she'll be able to join us on the microphone right after this. Live from the Capitol, brought to you by the Frontier Institute.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Call Aaron on the Parsec Data Management phone lines, 406-294-0970. Parsec Data Management, securing critical business IT.
Well, I was one of the first guys in the Capitol here this morning. They didn't even have all the lights fully up and running yet, but we were here getting set up for our live show, Montana Talks Live from the Montana Capitol, not just for today, but for tomorrow as well. Thanks to our friends at the Frontier Institute for sponsoring these shows. You know, when we were here for the Electric Cooperatives Association co-op days at the Capitol event, we had such a great time, but the time flew by that we realized, man, we got to get back to the Capitol, and we need to do 2 days from the Capitol where we just open up the microphones and get a chance to offer up the mic to anybody who wants to join us, whether it's, the citizens who are roaming the halls of the Capitol, the lawmakers themselves. And so anyway, I'm here at O-Dark 30 this morning, and of course, so is Montana's Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris. And so I said, hey, you know, you're welcome to join us on the show as well, and she's with us now. Lieutenant Governor Juris, great to see you again.
Good to see you here, Aaron, and we're looking out. The sleeping giant has a blanket on him this morning. Kind of foggy out there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a little, the roads were crazy slick to get here as well. So I don't think I'd ever driven I-90 that slow ever in my life, but sometimes you just gotta take it slow.
Yeah, and you know, we always need the moisture.
That's right. That's right. Well, you grew up farm and ranch background and several generations in your family, so I know you're, you know, really getting into the weeds or trying to pull out a lot of the weeds, shall we say, when it comes to, you know, water issues and more. But one of the big things I'm hearing lawmakers here in the Capitol tout is not just the tax relief that now seems to be closer, one step closer to coming for Montanans, but the red tape relief initiatives that you and the governor have been focused on are really something that these lawmakers have been touting as I've been chatting with them here this morning.
Well, we took that really seriously. That was one of our campaign platforms, that we would be doing an intensive review of all of the state agencies' policies, regulations, outdated statutes. And let me tell you, I am so proud of the 13 agencies working underneath the governor. They took this to heart. They spent a lot of time not only changing internal policies, doing some quick fixes, like instead of making you come to the steps of the Capitol to bid on oil and gas leases on state trust grasslands. You can now do it online. It has generated a lot more revenue for the state. They looked at all the regulations. They couldn't even tell me how many regulations they had. So we started from a dark spot, and as a result of the red tape relief, we have over 170 bills now going through the legislature trying to eliminate outdated bills, improve processes. The goal is to just provide better service to our citizens. We work for them.
Well, the story that stands out to a lot of people is Huckleberries. And because there's so many licensure requirements and, you know, things that you wouldn't even think of that you would need a license to do. And so even huckleberries have been thrown into the basket.
Yeah, that's one of the fun stories. Actually, huckleberries and hucksters. So the huckleberry law was about 10 years old, required everybody who used huckleberries and Montana-made products to register their patch with the Department of Agriculture. Well, like that's like giving away the best trade secret of the world. They're not going to be telling people where they pick. No one ever even registered. So that's on its way out. The huckster bill is a fun one. When my boys were in choir in Great Falls, they had to sell fruit door-to-door to raise money for their bands and their uniforms. And unbeknownst to me...
4-H does a lot of fruit sales, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, they were all violating the law because to sell fruit or vegetables you don't grow, you had to acquire a huckster's license from the county treasurer. So we identified this bill just for fun. I called the county treasurer, asked if I could get one, and there is dead silence. Most of them haven't issued them for 60 years. It's from the 1920s. So that's another one that's going out the doors, and these kids can sell fruit in peace now.
Well, and it's just a reminder of all of the red tape that's just sat there and collected at dust and piled on, piled on, and piled on. But it's a reminder also of all of the other challenges that small business owners can face just in simply trying to run a business, just in trying to get the job done in Montana. And, you know, we were talking about business equipment taxes, and I know that, you know, you and the governor also want to see some additional relief from business equipment taxes. And so whatever we can do to get more of these burdens off the backs of entrepreneurs and farmers and ranchers.
Yep, and as a practicing attorney for 40 years, I saw it day to day as my small business clients, farmers, ranchers, just they all want to comply. Do you know that the average reading level, you have to have grade reading level to understand our regulations, is 20th grade? I mean, I'm an attorney and I'm not even at 20 years of school. And that results in you either have to hire people to help you navigate these things, or you're not aware of it, you're in non-compliance. So our goal is to really identify, are they necessary, are they burdensome, and get rid of them where we can. We got some important ones coming through. So House Bill 1114 is related to water rights. Currently, it can take up to 6 years to get a change of use for your water right. And there's some black holes in the current statute. There's supposedly a deadline of about 360 days, but a few of the steps don't have a specific deadline, and that's why they can linger. So this bill is going to reduce the time to a fixed 105 days if you go through a pre-application process. And what that means is you can go to the department, tell them what the change of use is. They'll talk you through the steps, whether you have to have a mitigation plan. And the best thing is, you don't have to go hire an independent consultant. You can if you want to, but they'll do the technical review for you.
Interesting. On water issues, I know there's been some talk. We first heard talk about this, well, at the Montana Stock Growers Convention back in December in Billings, and they were looking at, hey, how do we bring about some reforms to water courts, water court processes? Should we have... you know, because right now you can either go to the Montana, correct me if I get this wrong here, but you can either go to the Montana Water Court to adjudicate some issues, or you can go to your local county district court. So some have been saying, why don't we just come up with a standard process here? Given your background, not only in agriculture but also your legal background, what's your take on all this, and where is this discussion at in the legislature right now?
Yeah, well, Aaron, you know, in Montana, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. So let me start by saying this is Senate Bill 72, and it does address the future of the water court. What role should it have? But it addresses much more than that. Right now, you might have to go to water court for certain cases, but you have to go to district court to decide a ditch easement that's related to the water right. And in some circumstances, you do go to local district court, but you're never assured of staying in local district court. Even under current law, that can be transferred to a different judge. We want to capture the expertise of the water court. We put together 18 months ago a working group of all kinds of stakeholders, agriculture, municipalities, developers, conservation groups, and they worked out this bill. No water bill is going to please 100% of all of the people, but this one is a good one coming out of a collaborative effort, and it does improve the processes, give you a single shop venue to litigate any water issues. As we move into the enforcement phase, after all of our decrees pre-1973 are finalized, this then will relate to administration of those decrees. Is your neighbor getting more water than she should? That's what this is focusing on, is the post-adjudication enforcement distribution process.
Very interesting. Are you enjoying your second session as Lieutenant Governor? 150 people with 150 different good ideas coming in through the Capitol here. Are you hearing some good ideas, or are you enjoying your second session?
Oh, we're just loving it. I pinch myself every day I get to walk in here. It's such a privilege to serve with these people. These are public servants. They're here to do good for you. There are all kinds of ideas. The best ones percolate to the top. It's hard to get a bill through, and it should be. You only want your good bills to make it all the way through. So it's been fun. It's been busy. Everyone's putting in 14-hour days around here, working on the weekends, but we're loving it.
Well, and I'm sure the governor's got to be pretty pleased as well, you and the governor, that tax relief cleared the Senate. Some of the governor's proposals cleared the Senate on Friday. Could be on the House floor by this Wednesday, and it seems like all Republican leadership are coalescing around a tax rebate, tax incentive package. So that's good news for Montanans who've been paying the bills.
Good news indeed. We have a lot of good education bills moving through as well, so people should keep a watch on things. I just encourage all your listeners to be engaged. Your voice matters. If you like a bill, call your legislators, let them know. If you don't like it, tell them why. But they really do listen to you, so get on the phones and give them a piece of your mind.
All right, Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris, great to see you. Thanks for joining us on the microphone.
Thanks, Aaron.
We're set up here today and tomorrow, and microphones are open. Just like when we take your phone calls, we get the microphones open for lawmakers, folks here in the Helena area, anybody roaming the halls of the Capitol. Microphones are open. In fact, right after our next break here, I see we've got State Senator John Fuller out of Kalispell waiting in the wings. He's got Senate Bill 99, which is the bill to protect kids in Montana from this radical transgender agenda. I did see we had a message from Dennis in Bozeman asking about SB 99. Dennis, I'll answer your question right after this. So a good question from Dennis in Bozeman. You know, talking with Lieutenant Governor Juris about, you know, legal issues and water law, you name it. I'll tell you what, that's one of the biggest questions. I was talking with my friend George Blackard, and he helps a bunch of our veteran friends. He said the number one question he gets from our fellow veterans is, George, do you know a good lawyer? Who is a lawyer that I can trust? And it's not just about veterans issues. It's about, hey, you know, I've got this issue. I got into a car accident. Or, hey, it's a medical malpractice issue. Or you name it, whatever the housing issue, whatever that legal issue is. Well, let me tell you, we've got some great Montana lawyers on the ground. MontanaAdvocates.com. MontanaAdvocates.com. These are lawyers here in Montana. Caught up with Wendy Youngblood the other day. She's a military spouse. She cares for our veterans. She cares for our troops. She wants to be your advocate. Find out her info, MontanaAdvocates.com, and see if she can help you.
Reporting from the Montana Legislature, I'm Eleanor Smith. The Senate Judiciary Committee heard testimony Friday on a bill that would restrict Montana children from receiving gender-affirming care. The hearing took just over 5 hours, and at times, proponents and opponents lined up outside the doors waiting for their turn to testify. Republican Senator John Fuller from Kalispell sponsored Senate Bill 99, which would limit people under the age of 18 who experience gender dysphoria from getting medical care like gender-affirming surgeries or hormone therapy, and penalize doctors who provide such treatments with a year's suspension of their medical license. Fuller says allowing children to make permanent and life-altering changes to their body before the legal age of consent would be child abuse.
Protecting children from surgical procedures that are purely cosmetic and irreversible is necessary and proper. For those that claim that this bill is injecting government into the sacred relationship of a family and their health provider, I would argue that is a false premise. Health professionals take an oath to do no harm, and altering the physical appearance of a child without their majority consent is unconscionable.
There were 45 proponents of the bill, which included medical professionals, parents, advocates, and people who have transitioned and said they later regretted it. The 92 opponents of the bill included medical professionals, trans youth, parents, and advocates who said gender-affirming medical care has a profound benefit to trans youth, who are more likely to struggle with suicidal ideation. S.K. Rossi represented the city of Bozeman and the non-binary community in Montana. They testified as an opponent of the bill.
It's also simultaneously attacking our medical community and dismissing every legitimate expert in the field of gender-related care, both nationally and in Montana. At a time when the halls of this building are filled with cries for parental rights, protecting medical autonomy and freedom, and cries for protecting privacy, this bill runs afoul of all three of those principles.
The committee did not take immediate action on the bill.
This legislative update is brought to you by the University of Montana School of Journalism, the Montana Broadcasters and Newspaper Associations, and the Greater Montana Foundation.
This is where Montana talks. Call Aaron on the Parsec Data Management phone lines, 406-294-0970. Parsec Data Management, securing critical business IT. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're back at the Montana Capitol. Thanks to our friends at the Frontier Institute for sponsoring our show coverage today and tomorrow. Let's see. I've got State Senator John Fuller out of Kalispell here with us. But normally when we take the show on the road, it's hard to take phone calls, but I'm going to give it a shot to see if we can make it work. Sometimes I get too much feedback, but let's see if we can hear from Francis in Big Fork. Francis, thanks for the call. What do you want to share?
Well, I want to thank Fuller for standing up for the kids. I thought my son was going to, he was so interested in big machinery that he just, when he seen a road project, he was just fascinated with it. But he turned out that was not his field at all. So these kids aren't ready to make life-changing decisions, you know. They changed their mind 20 times, and so that's not good. But I'm sticking up for you guys that are fighting for us, and I'll keep fighting for you. Okay?
Well, thank you so much, Francis. Great to hear from you. And back to it here with State Senator John Fuller. And we do have a little bit of feedback. There we go. The feedback's off now. But anyway, Senator Fuller, good to see you.
Good to see you, Aaron. Thank you for having us here today. And thanks for coming to the Helena, you know, the center of whatever is going on for the next 190 days, or actually 70 some days left now. And kudos, thank you, Francis, for your support. It's good support, patriotic American, and her husband was a great patriot also. But just a little quick update on Senate Bill 99, my bill to protect children from life-altering chemical and surgical interventions before they were adults. Had a hearing, 5-hour long hearing on Friday, so you can follow it. It's called Senate Bill 99. But what I'd like to talk today is a little bit about some bills that are here to assist veterans. First off is the bill that is going to designate a state cemetery for veterans in Columbia Falls is on the fast track. It's passed the House, I believe, and it'll be passed the Senate. There'll be, and of course, it's going to become a reality here soon. There are two bills coming out of the House that are going to try to exempt at least a portion of retired military service personnel's pensions from the state income tax. And then I introduced a bill, which is, I believe, Senate Bill 104, that is currently in the Senate Tax Committee. And the governor is the fiscal note on these is pretty large because we have a large contingent of retired military service personnel here in Montana. So the fiscal note is rather steep. Since the governor's bill to reduce the income tax in itself down to 5.9% is going to give tax relief to every Montanan, there's a little bit of resistance to, giving complete and total tax exemption to retired military service personnel. So what it looks like is we're going to, as often done in politics, there'll be looks like a compromise, and my bill is undergoing revision now, and what I think we're going to do is change the tax exemption status for retired military service pensions to a tax credit status. Okay. So that'll have a large, smaller fiscal note on the loss of revenue for the state.
But it will start to move the ball in the right direction because most states across the country don't tax military pensions, right?
42 out of the 50.
Yeah. And that's even fewer. I think there was like 14 states that were still taxing military pensions. So that tells me a lot of other states have already made this fix just in the last 6 years alone.
Exactly. So in light of all the other things going on in the state of Montana, if I can get a tax credit bill for retired military service pension bills across the finish line, I will be most gratified and get the ball moving in the court, and we'll join the other 42 states in the union that recognize the significant sacrifice that our career military did.
And that's great, too, because if those retired military folks decide to move back to Montana after finishing their career, they bring that paycheck with them. They bring that pension with them. That's money that's coming into the state that's going to be spent in local businesses and local cafes and investing in local programs. And people don't realize the wealth that would bring into the state of Montana.
Every new retired military service personnel that comes to Montana brings an incredible benefit to the state. They not only bring their pensions and their paid health care, but they also, of course, start new careers. They're young people. I call it a workforce development program to entice retired military people to come to the state. So it looks like we're going to get some progress this session.
That's great. Back to Senate Bill 99. Yeah, I read a lot of the different news coverage, and it looks like basically the Democrats just piled a bunch of people from Missoula onto a bus and shipped them into the hearing to make it look like there's all this support out there for this radical transgender agenda. They literally want to chop body parts off of kids and give them drugs, life-altering drugs, that could cause who knows what kind of problems down the road, potentially sterilize these kids. And to Francis's points, these little kids don't know what they want to be a year from now, let alone make a decision that is going to fundamentally, permanently alter their life and take away their ability to maybe even have kids someday. And what's crazy, and to Dennis and Bozeman, Dennis asked the question, so does Senator John Tester, did he weigh in support of SB 99, the bill to protect kids, or did he weigh in against it? John Tester, who fakes being a moderate on TV, came out in opposition to your bill. So John Tester has shown that he is a part of this radical transgender movement. There is nothing moderate about him.
Well, I may be just a simple country boy from Northwest Montana, but it strikes me as being completely irrational that you would use medical intervention that has lifelong consequences to solve a surgical and chemical treatment to solve a psychological problem. It reminds me of the days when the same medical community said that lobotomies were the correct response to mental illness.
Yeah. Trust the experts. So yeah. Even though those same experts have done things wrong.
Patients' care, compassion, and treatment for these kids is vital. And the two things came out of the hearing that I would like to point out. One is this bill doesn't ban transgender care.
Yeah.
This bill does not restrict
counseling.
This bill does not put an obstacle in the way of treatment for young people unless it's chemical or surgical alteration of their physical body.
Yeah.
And so that's a false flag that the opposition is putting forth.
Well, and I saw one of these liberal blogs had a news story, and I use air quotes on it, and they just copy and pasted every claim that came from every one of these radical left wing groups that spoke at the hearing, and didn't and they're factually incorrect. They're without merit. The Europeans are moving away from this radical transgender agenda and saying, no, hey, let's care for these kids, but let's not do life-altering surgeries. And so that's what people are trying to protect from right now is this radical agenda is on the march. Senator John Fuller, great to see you as always. Anything else you want to tell folks across Montana?
Well, that for the people in Flathead County, there has been evidence that has broken in the news of a serious hazing incident that occurred with the Glacier High School wrestling team.
That's right.
And I want to encourage the parents and the community and the school board to investigate this fully and punish to the maximum extent those who are guilty of this terrible and heinous things that have occurred. That as a former wrestler, former wrestling coach for many, many years, I made sure that that kind of thing did not occur. It is not rocket science, but it evidently has occurred, and steps need to be taken to end it now,
well,
forever.
And if it appears that there is credible evidence that an assault did occur, then there's another question, too, about how schools handle these situations in the meantime in terms of kids staying at school and staying on sports teams. And there's a lot of significant questions that are being asked right now.
Well, I have two goals. One is I want accountability, and I obviously do not want wrestling to be injured.
All right. Senator Fuller, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for your service. It's always good to see you. Coming up after the break, we got State Senator Brad Molnar waiting in the wings. Hopefully he'll step up to the microphone right after this. Our coverage sponsored by the Frontier Institute.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think everybody agrees that Republicans need to be united in standing against the debt ceiling. And whatever plan they finally unite behind, because there's at least 15 of them that I know about, whatever plan they ultimately agree on, I believe they have to be united, and I think they will be united. It's got to be a check and a balance, because Democrats are banking on the fact that there won't be unity in the House. Well, if they don't have unity, then that means Joe Biden's position of he will not negotiate, the opposite of what he said in 2011, will win the day. And that means they're not using the power of the purse as effectively as they can. They've got to decide what it is that they want, and then they got to go for it.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
My friend had his home stolen. The crime is home title theft. It's real. It's horrendous, but it's real, and it's everywhere. Now, luckily, this was just a demo, but I saw how criminals all around the world target American homeowners, and that's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock, and you need to as well. And a thief can simply forge your signature on a legal document claiming you sold your home to them. Homeowners insurance and common identity theft programs do not protect you, but Home Title Lock does. So protect yourself. Just go to their website. It's HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Verify your home's title is still safely in your name. Then just register your address for a free, no-obligation home title report for your files. That is a $100 value, absolutely free. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, this is great. The steady stream of lawmakers continues here as we're broadcasting live from the Capitol. We are on the third floor right in front of the beautiful fan window overlooking the front steps of the Capitol and just above the rotunda where an event is underway right now as we speak. Hey, real quick before we jump back into it, you know, we were talking a lot about, surgeries and, you know, life-altering surgeries. Now, it's one thing when they're trying to push some of this stuff on kids, but also think about it for you. Maybe you don't want to get surgery if you don't have to. Sometimes you got to get a surgery. But what if you can avoid surgery? What if you can avoid prescription drugs, but still do away with the pain? Maybe you've got achy joints, knee pain, back pain, you name it. Well, let me tell you, QC Kinetics is now on the ground in Montana. They've got over 100 clinics across America, but they're finally here in Big Sky Country. And what they do is, really, they use healing properties from your own body and then put that directly into those achy joints to do away with the pain. So check out QC Kinetics. You can give them a call. Regenerative medicine. That's the key. That's what they offer. Call QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. Again, that's 406-201-6263. You'll get a free consultation with local medical professionals. State Senator Brad Molnar in the house with us now. Good to see you, Senator Molnar.
Yes, good to sit down and talk with you as well. I just now noticed that for a radio guy, you sure talk with your hands a lot.
Oh, I do. That's why I'm on the radio, so I can, I'm like an Italian deli owner here, you know.
No soup for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, hey, what's going on here? Microphone's open for you. What do you want to tell folks across Montana?
I've got quite a few bills, more than I've ever carried before in my legislative history. And thus far, I've had actions taken on three of them. Two are tabled. I'll talk about those because I'm going to try and blast them out. I think they're critically important. And the one that I have gotten out is just talking to Lance Forstar, who works with the House Minority Leadership. Because last session when I tried this bill, all the tribes came forward and supported it. And what it does is it sets up a $50,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of people smuggling drugs above the level of personal use or in human trafficking with actual wanted posters, reward posters. When you come into the state, welcome to Montana. Next sign is reward, $50,000.
I like it.
And it'll be at every, not just interstate. If you're coming on a gravel road, if you're coming on a plane, it'll be at the airport. It'll be at the bus depot. So that if somebody, even if all they really need is a number to call, they're not interested in the reward. And getting the reward might be a little dicey on some of these people. You saw somebody get shot in a drug deal. You know who's selling drugs at the high school. You have a number to call.
Well, we know that the drug cartels are taking great advantage, really, of the whole state, but especially on our reservations right now. And law enforcement will tell you sometimes it's hard to get tips, to get intelligence off the reservations, and so maybe a reward system might help free up some of those leads.
Well, that's a part of the idea. The other part of the idea is just a phone number where you can call. Perhaps you've got a kid 16 years old in the drugs. His life is being jeopardized every day. You've called local police, and they're like, "He's 16. We're not going to put him in jail. Quit calling us." But if you go to the hotline, now you're at the state level, we have undercover people there. They don't want him. It has to be above his level. Who is he buying from? That's the question.
Exactly. All right. Hold that thought, Senator Molnar. I know you may, if you have to run to hearings or something, we understand, but we're here for another hour. We'll keep the microphones open. And, we'll be back right after your national news update here with another hour of Montana Talks live from the Capitol, brought to you by the Front.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and